Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in to the Early Edge in 5. I am your host, Alan Bell. We got a fantastic show lined up for you today. And I'll tell you what, a very sharp and good-looking show as we bring in the one star of the show, my man, Johnny Bowman. I'll tell you what, you got a second. How we doing, buddy? You doing all right?
I'm good, AB. We had a good show today. I'm glad to have another 5 minutes of stream time with you today.
I'm telling you, I was going to say, like, we did your spaces earlier. Awesome show. If everybody, make sure to check those out. When do they come out? It's every Friday. I know we did one today on Wednesday, but is that every Friday?
Wednesday and Friday, 11:30 in the morning.
Yeah, it's awesome. We just go through every single baseball game. Bowman, Fed Show, bring you all the stats that they have. We talk about different bets. It's awesome. But you know what? On this show, we talk about bets. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to go first here, all right? I like 2 plays. We're going to go first with the Astros team total over 4.5. I wish we could get it at 4. We did earlier. 4.5. Still feel good about it. Don't get me wrong. But 4, whenever you get an even number, the push insurance is always nice. But 4.5, feel good with them there. Second, we're going to go Reds team total over 3. We had them over 3.5 yesterday. Cash for us. It was nice. We're going to go back to the well today, and we've got it at 3 again. This one should feel good. All right. Those are my 2 plays. I'll tell you what. Our man, the coach, all right, big PGA Tour, the end of the year, end of the season. He's down there calling it. But you know he's not missing the Early Edge. Coach, hit us with those picks. What you got?
What's good, everybody? It's your boy, the coach. Duty calls. Got to head to a meeting for the Tour Championship as we get set for the biggest event on the PGA Tour. How about all that news today? Pretty cool, right? It was also pretty cool. We cashed our first play from the morning show with your boy. Braves, first 5, minus a half run. They were only up 7-0 after 5. No sweat. But 2 quick plays, because this is Early Edge in 5. We have no time to waste. We're going to go Orioles on the run line, plus 1.5, minus 165. Now, normally I would never get out this juicy of a play. I think the Orioles went on the field. Giolito, he got rocked his last time out. He is not nearly the pitcher that he used to be, but yet he continues to get the lines like he is. We'll protect ourselves a little bit, lay the juice. If you want to play them straight at plus 105, I'm cool with that too. I think they went on the field. I want to protect myself. Play number 2, Angels Rays over 7, minus 115. This pitching matchup, double M, Mike Mayer, Shane McClanahan, are they aces? Because you only see 7 if these are aces, but these aren't aces. So we're going to go 0-7. Last night, they went over 10 runs, these two teams. They're going to do it again tonight. So the Orioles on the run line, Angels and Rays over 7. AB, keep it going.
Dude, coach is an electric factory. And I love that he brought up legitimately the pitchers that me and you have been talking about all day long. Like anytime Giolito's name gets to come up, dude, I'm fired up with it. All right, Bowman, you know what? Your throne is yours. You got plenty of time. You got what? 2 plays here. Break it down, bro. What you got?
Yeah, I got 2 plays. And I really like coach's run line play because the Orioles are the best run line team in the league this season. But I'm going to go with the Orioles on the money line as well. So the Orioles against the White Sox, you have Spencer Watkins. He actually pitched 5 innings without an earned run against the White Sox earlier this season. And he's been very good for them. Lucas Giolito on the other side, he's been one of the worst pitchers in the major leagues this season, honestly. He's been very hit or miss. I don't think the Orioles lineup should have a problem with him at all. The Orioles bullpen is also ranked 9th in the league since the All-Star break, while the White Sox are ranked 29th. The Orioles are 11-6 at home since the All-Star break, while the White Sox are 5-9 on the road since the All-Star break. So I really like the Orioles money line as my first play. My second play, I'm going to go with the Blue Jays on the money line against the Red Sox. So we have Jose Berríos starting for the Blue Jays. He's actually pitched 2 quality starts against the Red Sox earlier this season. And then we have Brian Bello starting for the Red Sox. And he hasn't gone 5 innings in any of his starts this season. He's also returning from the IL, so I doubt he makes it 5 innings again. The Blue Jays are ranked 2nd in the league in bullpen since the All-Star break, while the Red Sox are ranked dead last in the league. The Blue Jays are also 11-3 against the Red Sox this season, including 6-1 on the in Boston. And the injuries were the last thing. Xander Bogaerts and Tommy Pham both left yesterday with an injury. They're both out of the lineup today. So I really like the Blue Jays and the Orioles on the money line here.
Dude, it feels weird having like plenty of time to talk on this show, doesn't it? Like, you, I know, like, usually it's like we got to get like right to the point. So it's kind of funny, man. All right, everybody, let me pull up the recap here so you can see it. John Bowman, as he just broke down, Orioles money line plus 100, Blue Jays money line minus 155. I am on the Astros team total over 4.5 minus 120, Reds team total over 3 at minus 150. The coach is on the Orioles run line minus 1.5 at minus 165, and the Angels and Rays over 7 at minus 115. So it's all the damage we could do for today. Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. We will be live normal time Thursday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern for the Early Edge. But until then, as always, best of luck. It's Cashy's Tickets.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.